Welcome to Freedom from CPTSD and Anxiety. I'm your host, Monique Coven. I'm a certified trauma, recovery, and resilience coach, and I've recovered from chronic PTSD from childhood trauma. This podcast is all about hope and recovery. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you had yourself a nice holiday. And speaking of holidays, tomorrow is New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve for many people is a time of creating resolutions for change, things they want to change about themselves, often on a personal level, or goals that they want to set up for themselves that they want to achieve. And I remember in the past, I used to come into my resolutions almost with anger, with a vengeance. And I think that was probably because I had a lot of self-loathing and I didn't like the way I was. And so my goal was to be a different me for the new year. And how nice it is to know that I don't have any goals like that anymore, that I have come to a place that I realize that there really was never anything wrong with me to begin with. And that's what I wanted to kind of propose to you today, because I don't know what you're thinking about, but I will propose that there is nothing wrong with you. And so for most of us, especially those of us who have had childhood trauma, ongoing repeated trauma as children, or those of us who have issues with anxiety that interferes with our daily life, really what's going on is that we are living with patterns that are often conditioned in early and beliefs that often are the result of believing some of the lies from our experiences and the feelings that we took on from those experiences, that like we're incapable or that we're stuck or we can't change. And what's also really important to look at is those adaptions. And when we don't see that what we are really living out of is adaptions to our traumatic experiences and not really who we are, we kind of can see that there is an us underneath that. And that us underneath all of that is resilient, has well-being, has peace of mind. But it's underneath all of the anxious thinking and all of the feelings that are created from that anxious place. And often the adaptions are a way of not feeling our feelings, because our feelings feel, frankly, too threatening and too terrifying. And for those who have had repeated trauma, those feelings in particular were so terrifying that we will do just about anything not to feel them. And that's where the disassociation and the numbing and the different kinds of adaptions come into place. And when we understand that, oh, this is adaptions going on, they're adaptions. They're not us. Or these are sensations. These are feelings. They're sensations and they change. So they're states. We're not a feeling state. That's just an experience. And feelings change and they move. They're always changing and moving. And I think that that's something that, because of our history with either anxiety or with trauma and the experience of the trauma, we don't realize that they're changing and moving because we were really stuck in them. And that was the terrifying piece. So my hope for the new year is that you will start to see yourself with fresh eyes, and that the lenses of the trauma will start to come off, and you will see that you're really operating in conditioning and in beliefs and in adaptions, and that those things are not you, and that you are well, underneath that. There is nothing wrong with you but for your adaptions and anxious thinking and beliefs. That's it. Like, just saying that and really grasping that is so incredibly hopeful. So I wanted to share that. This is a very short episode, but I wanted to wish you all a very happy and healthy new year. And until the next episode, take good care. If you would like to find out more about my coaching options, you could read about it on my website at www.cptsdcoach.com. You can visit me on my Facebook and Instagram page at CPTSD Coach.